A new organization is helping and supporting veterans to become financially stable after their service in the Australian Defence Force. National Service Financial was founded by Wayne Bemmett, who served 20 years at the ADF and experienced financial challenges after being medically discharged. Veterans face several challenges once they finish their service, and the transition to a civilian life can be complex. The wise Eduardo Jordan started asking Wayne Bemmett to explain more about the aims of his company.
So, yeah, it was an idea I had for a company whilst I was in service. I was fortunate enough to serve 20 years serving my country, which was amazing. But one thing I did notice whilst in service is that I didn't think people were necessarily making the best use of their time financially. So, you know, it's all well and good to, you know, represent your country at the highest level, which I'm extremely privileged to have done that on multiple occasions. But when it boils down to it, you've got to have more than just a chest full of medals when your time ends. So, you know, paying attention to your finances, you know, taking steps to get a roof over your head. And there was certainly a big gap around that. You know, there were some people that certainly got it and have done well, but the majority were just lacking the tools, I think. And that's certainly something I picked up on whilst in service and certainly when I discharged as well. So, you know, National Service Financial was, again, based on a lot of my personal experience as well, particularly when I medically discharged back in 2017. It was a tough period, but we had to scramble quite hard for information and to make sure, you know, me and my family were going to be looked after life after service. So it was about finding information and finding it in a timely manner to make sure that we were going to be looked after and the family was going to be secure. It was a tough, really tough experience. So that's really the genesis of around what I've put together is, you know, helping people not only through that transition experience, but also, you know, making sure they're making the most of their time in service financially as well, mate.
What are the main challenges veterans face after their service and why is it such a big problem?
Yeah, oh, I think that's a great question, mate. And everyone's transition experience is different, but we've helped over 2,000 veterans, and the common theme that we are seeing is that there's a distinct lack of, you know, access to quality information. So, you know, that's what we pride ourselves on, is being able to find information for people in a timely manner so they can complete their transition. So that's just one aspect, but another major aspect is certainly that loss of identity as well. So not even talking about the financial perspective or the ones and zeros, there's certainly a change in identity, or certainly a loss of identity. And that's certainly what was my experience back in 2017. You know, I went from I started out as a seaman radar plotter on warships and worked my way up into aircrew whilst I was still in Navy, but working with the RAF. And, you know, I really worked hard and felt like I was having a fantastic career, but then injuries can happen quite quickly. And it certainly did to me. And that's quite common for people throughout the ADF.
And what are some of the benefits retired members from the ADF can obtain from the federal government that will help them to be financially sustainable in the future?
Yeah, so yeah, this is the one of the things we're quite big on is, you know, showing people where to look. So from the first perspective, you know, Australian military people do have quite a good superannuation fund, both with ADF Super and MSBS. So if they're medically discharged and they can release their super on medical grounds, we do help people do that. But also when they receive compensation from the Department of Veteran Affairs, they will receive money for funding for financial advice. And that's essentially our business model, Eduardo, is that we prefer to, you know, fund the veterans' financial advice through money that's allocated from DVA. So it's around about $3,200 at the moment. But also the Defence Force Transition Program also offers every single person who leaves the ADF $1,000. So, you know, we think that's more than enough for us to do what we need to do. And we're very strong with, you know, the veteran not having to put their hand in their pocket if they don't need to.
Now, besides getting these benefits, what other things can veterans do to make it easier to be financially sustainable after, you know, ending their service?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, when I first started the company, Eduardo, it was certainly around helping people at the back end of their career if they've been medically discharged or got compensation from injuries, you know, that they get looked after quite well and deservedly so. But what we're trying to do, Eduardo, is talk to more people who are actually in service now. So, you know, if they're paying attention to their finances whilst they're serving, look, I understand better than most that can be challenging because the job that's people do in serving our country, it's you're so immersed in it that sometimes your finances kind of get a little bit neglected. So our sort of mission is to help people financially succeed and make the most of their time in service, not only professionally, but also personally and financially. So when it comes time to, you know, transition to be a civilian, and I guess what I call the real world, is that they've actually got, you know, their finances behind them. They know what situation financially they're walking into, and they're actually quite well prepared. So that's our mission. I guess this company was born out of my personal experience and the struggle. And I guess, you know, I was thinking at the time, I can't be the only person going through this. So I took it upon myself to put up my hand and help others.
That was founder of National Service Financial, Wayne Bemmett, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.